Ariel Sharon's burial today was, of course, a solemn and formal occasion, which is funny because Sharon is remembered in Israel as a man who disliked formalities. He's also said to have had a good sense of humor. And so, for some reflection on the life of Ariel Sharon, reporter Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv checked in with a leading Israeli caricaturist whose job it was to portray Sharon.
One of the things caricaturist Amos Biederman misses most about drawing Ariel Sharon is his smile. When Sharon smiled, Biederman says,
you see his eyes also, and you know already that he's plotting something.
A glint in his eye, you could say.
Yeah, a glinting in his eyes.
And Sharon did have a lot of surprises in store throughout the last chapters in his career, and Biederman drew them all. Biederman is a caricaturist for Israel's leading liberal daily Haaretz. One of his earlier caricatures of Sharon was when he was elected prime minister in 2001.
This drawing that I'm showing to you here, it was his victory in the election. So I draw him as a DJ in a party with all the Likud members around.
In that caricature, Biederman portrays Sharon, known almost universally by his nickname Arik, with a toothy grin, a sparkle in his eyes, and a very large body.
He looks here like the governor of New Jersey, what's his name, Christie? He's fat, it's a fun to draw. He is a present for illustrators. We have to only make the balloon with a small line for white hair. And we have Eric Sharon.
Biederman calls himself a liberal hawk. He never voted for Sharon, but he had a lot of admiration for him. Biederman fought in Israel's Yom Kippur War of 1973, in an artillery regiment connected to Major General Ariel Sharon's brigade.
And in the evening, we used to listen to Ariel Sharon in the radio talking to his commander in the field. And we gained a lot of power out of this conversation. He was always cool, always give compliments to the people in the field, never give them a hard time. It was quite an experience.
Biederman says Sharon made a huge mistake as defense minister during the 1982 Lebanon War. He was held indirectly responsible for a massacre of Palestinians at the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps. Sharon also pummeled the Palestinian territories in response to Palestinian bombings in Israel in the early 2000s. Biederman praises Sharon for his heavy hand in eventually stopping those Palestinian attacks, and also for his surprising and dramatic order for all Israeli settlers to leave the Gaza Strip.
Nobody else in Israel, even if they want to do it, could do it. He used his extreme charisma, his extreme power, and he did it like that.
Biederman says he's sad to see Sharon go, but he's happy Secretary of State John Kerry's been visiting a lot lately, trying to bring peace.
He have a huge hair, a big jaw. It's very fun, yeah. I wish him good luck, and I hope he will stay here around for a long time. It's very fun to draw him.
For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv.
Remembering Sharon in cartoon form, we have a slideshow of Amos Biederman's work at PRI.org.